You're listening to NewsRamp Business and Corporate. Today is Wednesday morning, April 8th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
SalesNexus launches free edition for pipeline automation with AI integration. SalesNexus introduces a free edition for pipeline automation featuring AI integration. The plan caters to startups, consultants, and developers, offering robust marketing and sales automation tools at no cost. Users can manage customers, create automated workflows, and utilize SalesNexus's AI Nexi to enhance sales processes. The free plan includes access to essential CRM tools, APIs, and webhooks, making it ideal for businesses looking to streamline operations and scale efficiently.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation reports 2025 audited financial results, including an increase in year-over-year revenues, interest income, and investment income of 431%. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has reported a significant increase in year-over-year revenues, interest income, and investment income of 431%. Total revenues, interest income, and income from investments rose to over $5.10 million from approximately $965,000 at year-end 2024. The company also saw a growth in total assets to over $16.60 million from $15 million in 2024. Additionally, Royalty Management initiated a $0.01 per common share annual dividend to shareholders for 2026.
United American Petroleum Corp. expands its national footprint through KidSportsLive.com and multi-industry growth initiatives. KidSportsLive.com has partnered with youth sports leagues in Maine, Maryland, and Pennsylvania, offering HD streaming, pay-per-view access, and a local sponsorship revenue system. UAPC is also venturing into aviation, automotive, cargo, hospitality, real estate, and construction sectors to accelerate growth and shareholder value. The company aims to build a diversified portfolio of revenue-generating operations with a focus on scalable platforms like KidSportsLive.com. First, Orion signs agreement to deliver Inform branded calling to Boost Mobile subscribers. First, Orion has signed an agreement with Boost Mobile to deliver Inform branded calling. Subscribers will now see a business's display name on incoming calls, allowing for customization up to 32 characters. This move aims to boost trust in calls, increase answer rates, and enhance brand awareness. For more details, visit First Orion's website.
Critical mineral-rich Bolivia is at a turning point as it courts Western investments and friendly U.S. ties, opening doors for miners. Bolivia, rich in critical minerals, shifts towards capitalism under President Rodrigo Paz. Opening doors for Western investments. The new government aims to attract foreign direct investment in mining, particularly in lithium, silver, and tin. New Pacific Metals Corp. is optimistic about its projects in Bolivia, eyeing opportunities as the country seeks to become a major supplier of critical minerals. New Pacific Metals.
Synbio International secured DWAC and DRS eligibility. Synbio International Inc. has secured DWAC and DRS eligibility, allowing for faster trading and broader market access. The approval through its transfer agent, Pacific Stock Transfer Company, enables electronic share transfers and direct registration for shareholders. CEO Claudio Solitario stated that this milestone strengthens Synbio's capital markets platform, supporting planned financing activities and partnership developments for more efficient trading in the open market. Aclarion announces agreement with Weill Cornell Medicine. Aclarion Inc. announced today it has established a commercial agreement with Weill Cornell Medicine for a groundbreaking trial using Mesiskin. The trial led by Dr. Jaspal Rekhi Singh aims to investigate the effects of bone marrow aspirate stem cell concentrate on patient-reported functional outcomes and pain in osteoarthritis and degenerative disc disease. NOCISKIN will also be utilized in a subset of spine patients, providing critical insights into the location of low back pain.
Noble receives interim order for proposed arrangement and files materials for special meeting. Noble Mineral Exploration Inc. has received an interim order for a proposed arrangement and has filed materials for a special shareholder meeting.
So when you think
the meeting, scheduled for May 7th, 2026, will seek approval for an arrangement and the reduction of stated capital. Shareholders are encouraged to review the meeting materials available on the company's website and TSX Trust Company's website for more information.
BioStem Technologies to showcase innovation and clinical evidence at Symposium on Advanced Wound Care Spring 2026. BioStem Technologies will showcase its innovative NEOX product line at the Symposium on Advanced Wound Care Spring meeting in Charlotte, NC. This event brings together top professionals in wound care, where BioStem aims to highlight its comprehensive suite of placental and umbilical cord tissue solutions, supported by clinical trials and real-world evidence. The company's chairman and CEO, Jason Matuszewski, expressed pride in contributing to the clinical dialogue and advancing science in wound care. Dr. Richard Downs, pioneering airway health and nasal hygiene solutions. Dr. Richard Downs, a dental professional with over four decades of experience, is pioneering airway health and nasal hygiene solutions. His recent innovations, Hyponasal and Xyloclean under the brand Nefence, aim to improve nasal hygiene, airway function, and respiratory wellness. Dr. Downs' work focuses on expanding airway capacity through orthodontic approaches, emphasizing the link between the mouth and nasal passages. His hypochlorous acid-based products support oral and nasal hygiene, showing promising results in improving breathing and nasal airflow.
Seanergy Maritime expands its new building program, continues its stretch of dividends and profits in Q4. With a focus on acquiring fuel-efficient and environmentally friendly ships, Seanergy's strategic fleet renewal program aims to enhance long-term earnings capacity. Recent transactions include acquiring two scrubber-fitted, Capesize vessels, reinforcing the company's commitment to modern, efficient tonnage. Deliveries of new vessels are expected in 2027 and 2029, supporting both near-term growth and long-term acquisition options.
Steyr Motors AG completes the acquisition of BUKHAS, important step into new markets with high synergy potential. Steyr Motors AG has completed the acquisition of BUKHAS, marking a significant move into new markets with high synergy potential. The consolidation process is set to begin in Q2 2026, leading to increased revenue per customer and enhanced competitiveness. CEO Julian Cassutti highlights the strategic leap in the marine and defense sectors, anticipating a positive earnings impact in the first year of consolidation.
Catalyst Crew Technologies introduces Pulmo AI, an AI-driven platform for lung disease detection and predictive analysis. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corp. introduces Pulmo AI, an AI-driven platform for lung disease detection and predictive analysis. The model aims to support healthcare providers in analyzing respiratory health data and identifying potential clinical risks through artificial intelligence-driven analytics. Pulmo AI is designed to integrate multiple data inputs to generate structured outputs for clinical review and care coordination, with a focus on Latin America for market development. Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on Petivco Corp. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on Petivco Corp., highlighting the company's significant growth in production and revenue following the Juniper merger. Despite challenges like lower oil prices, the company reported strong performance in FY25, with production up 35% and adjusted EBITDA increasing by 18%. With plans for optimization work with PAP, with plans for optimization work to reduce costs and increase margins, Petivco Corp is poised for further success in the future. Homebuyer Mississippi puts sellers first, no matter how complicated the deal. Homebuyer Mississippi recently closed on a deal that had been in escrow for 2 years, involving a vacant property with a missing heir since Hurricane Katrina. Despite the complexities, the team successfully navigated legal hurdles to bring the property back into commerce. Led by John Lester, Homebuyer Mississippi's hands-on approach and network of experts allow them to handle deals most buyers would avoid, offering sellers in coastal Mississippi real solutions for difficult property situations.
The most expensive mistakes in commercial real estate data and digital infrastructure, and how owners can avoid them. In commercial real estate, hidden networks, redundant systems, and unutilized technology can cost owners significantly. Bill Douglas, CEO of OpticWise, highlights common pitfalls like paying for multiple networks, systems never turned on, and technology with zero return. Without ownership and strategic management, vendors control a building's intelligence, leading to wasted investments. OpticWise's Peak Property Performance DDI review uncovers these issues to prevent future losses. From Louisiana to the Gulf Coast, how John Lester built Homebuyer Mississippi. From Louisiana to the Gulf Coast, John Lester has built Homebuyer Mississippi, a cash home buying company serving sellers along the Gulf Coast. With experience from leading Homebuyer Louisiana, John identified a market with low inventory and strong buyer demand in coastal Mississippi. His hands-on approach allows accurate property assessments and tailored solutions. For sellers facing challenging situations, Homebuyer Mississippi offers a hassle-free option to sell properties directly.
Why forward-thinking employers are adding home warranties to their benefits packages. Forward-thinking employers are now adding home warranties to their benefits packages, recognizing the need to support remote workers. Armadillo, a modern home warranty company, offers a solution for employees dealing with home system failures while working remotely. By providing fast and transparent service, Armadillo's employee benefits channel aims to enhance the daily experience of remote workers, filling a gap in traditional benefits packages.
Why smart investors are buying apartment complexes that don't cash flow. A veteran commercial operator is defying conventional wisdom by acquiring apartment complexes at zero cash flow, focusing on post-tax profits and appreciation. Larry Gotcher of Resource Realty Group in Michigan is pursuing 9 such acquisitions in Detroit, aiming for break-even cash flow. By leveraging tax advantages and accurate financial modeling, Gotcher sees potential in Detroit's rising rents and creative financing structures, urging investors to prioritize volume over dramatic wins.
Network news breaks. Greenland Energy Company executives ring NASDAQ opening bell in Times Square. Greenland Energy Company executives, including CEO Robert Price and Executive Chairman Larry Grams, Swets Jr., rang the NASDAQ opening bell in Times Square. The event showcased the company's commitment to advancing Arctic energy exploration and responsible resource development. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Beeline Holdings, Inc. Q4 revenue surge portends 2026 growth. Beeline Holdings, Inc. reported a strong Q4 revenue surge, signaling potential growth in 2026. Net revenue increased by 127% year-over-year, reaching $2.50 million, with mortgage originations rising by 44% to $84.70 million. The company also improved unit economics, with revenue per loan up by 31% and cost per loan down by 18%. Get free at the end of 2025. Beeline is poised for expansion, launching its new Beeline equity platform for fractional home equity transactions.
A Goldman Cause, a corporation, appoints Dmitry Kostor-Huerau as Chief Financial Officer, bringing over a decade of finance experience to strengthen strategy and governance. Kostor-Huerau, currently CFO of Micropolis AI Robotics, will play a key role in the company's financial foundation and growth as they prepare for a NYSE American uplisting. Conn CEO Ahmad and Chairman Fred Deng expressed confidence in Kostor-Huerau's ability to drive long-term shareholder value.
Renewables surged by almost 700 gigawatts in 2025. Renewable energy capacity surged by almost 700 gigawatts in 2025 amid ongoing geopolitical turbulence, highlighting the strategic importance of clean energy. With tensions in the Middle East impacting fossil fuel markets, nations are increasingly turning to renewables not just for climate goals, but as a shield against supply disruptions. The latest data from IRENA emphasizes the urgent need for more firms like Turbo Energy SA to address this structural vulnerability.
U.S. motorists are embracing Chinese electric vehicles. U.S. motorists are increasingly interested in Chinese electric vehicles despite being locked out of the American market due to high tariffs. Consumer curiosity continues to rise, fueled by social media. While policy currently keeps Chinese EVs off U.S. forecourts, if barriers ease, well-equipped vehicles at accessible prices could find a ready audience. When Chinese EVs eventually access the American market, domestic brands like Rivian Automotive Inc. will need to be prepared.
Labor Department, NSF partner on Tech Access AI Workforce. The U.S. Labor Department partners with the National Science Foundation to enhance AI workforce readiness. The collaboration aims to expand access to AI tools in training nationwide. Companies like DataVault AI Inc., leveraging AI in their operations, are expected to benefit from this initiative. Mission IR News Breaks. Transcode Therapeutics Inc. secures up to $20 million financing agreement. Transcode Therapeutics has secured a financing agreement with an institutional healthcare investor for up to $20 million. The deal includes $6 million in prepaid advances and a three-year standby equity purchase agreement, allowing the company to sell up to $14 million in common stock. This funding will support its Phase 2A trial of lead candidate TTX-MC138 and ongoing operations.
I-enhanced robotics and pharma manufacturing signals major efficiency margin expansion opportunities. I-enhanced robotics and pharma manufacturing is set to revolutionize the industry, offering major efficiency and margin expansion opportunities. Knight Food Holdings Inc. is at the forefront with AI-enabled robotics platforms that integrate autonomous systems, SOP intelligence, and real-time deviation detection. This move aligns with the industry trend towards intelligent systems supporting compliance in real time, as traditional automation falls short in addressing contamination risks.
Biomed News Breaks. Nanovirusides NYSE American NNVC files for rare pediatric disease drug designation for NV-387, a potential measles treatment. This filing, in addition to a previous orphan drug designation, could lead to a priority review voucher upon approval. With no existing approved measles therapies, this move could advance NV-387 in the market. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
The Fluor Minerals Inc. bolsters report on positive PEA nears gold production. The Fluor Minerals Inc. is making strides towards gold production with a positive PEA report. The Canadian company is gearing up to restart its gold mill and process material from its nearby project in the Abitibi region. With a low capex project and robust economics, LaFleur is optimistic about its near-term operational profits.
Tech Media Breaks versus Systems Inc. has engaged IBN to support its corporate communication strategy. Through this partnership, IBN will increase awareness of Versus Systems, a leading provider of gamification and audience engagement technology, serving brands, sports leagues, and entertainment partners globally. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at IBN's website.
Mission IR Newsbreak's Megan Holdings Limited closes $8.30 million follow-on public offering. Megan Holdings Limited has closed an $8.30 million follow-on public offering, selling 20,750,000 Class A ordinary shares at $0.40 per share. The offering was managed by D. Boral Capital LLC. Megan, a Malaysia-based aquaculture company, focuses on farm development and maintenance. The company aims to provide trusted shrimp farm services and is expanding its operations in Malaysia. For more information, visit Megan's website. CyberLoQ Technologies Inc. and Arenda Ann announce plans to begin integrating the CyberLoQ Secure Advanced Multi-Factor Authentication Technology into the Arenda platform in May 2026. CyberLoQ Technologies Inc. and Arenda plan to integrate CyberLoQ Secure Multi-Factor Authentication Technology into the Arenda platform in May 2026. The integration aims to enhance Arenda's bank-grade protection against card-not-present fraud while maintaining a seamless user experience. This move signifies a significant step forward in delivering vigilant identity defense at scale. According to CyberLoQ CEO Chris Jackson and Arenda CEO Joshua Vittori, Investor Newsbreak's Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. engages strategic media and public relations for U.S. outreach. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has enlisted strategic media and public relations for U.S. outreach. The BC-based organic sedimentary phosphate exploration leader aims to boost awareness in the U.S. through a six-month agreement valued at $10,000 per month. This effort will target American markets to highlight the company, its management, and the phosphate industry.
Tech Media Breaks, a 2Z Cust2Mate Solutions Corp, has regained compliance with the annual meeting requirement for continued listing under NASDAQ Listing Rule 5620. The global leader in smart retail technology, A2Z Cust2Mate Solutions Corp, received formal notice from the NASDAQ Stock Market LLC. For more information, visit www.cust2mate.com.
T0 proposes conversion of T0OP tokens into Series B preferred equity. T0 Group Inc. proposes to convert TZR T0OP tokens into Series B preferred equity, TZR, allowing each T0OP share to convert into 3 tokenized T0 Series B preferred stock shares. This move aims to enhance long-term participation of existing token holders in the company's growth. Bill Fleckenstein will join T0's board as the Series B preferred stock representative, pending formal appointment. The proposed conversion is subject to approval by majority shareholders.
Green Rain Energy Holdings, Inc. advances EV infrastructure across U.S. markets as execution translates into revenue opportunity. Green Rain Energy Holdings, Inc. advances EV infrastructure across U.S. markets as execution translates into revenue opportunity. The company shifts from strategy to operational assets with multiple sites nearing activation. Rising fuel costs and demand are driving growth in the EV market, making infrastructure development essential. Stay tuned for updates as Green Rain continues to expand its footprint in key U.S. markets.
Upside Gold highlights results of historic data compilation at the Kena Gold Copper property. Upside Gold Corp. highlights the results of a historic data compilation at the Kena Gold Copper property in southeastern British Columbia. Decades of exploration data reveal a large gold-copper mineralized system extending beyond the historic resource estimate, with multiple drill targets identified for the 2026 program. The compilation work has improved understanding and identified areas for potential mineralization expansion.
Aclarion highlights growing adoption of Nocicin at the London Clinic with new physician video. Aclarion's Nocicin gains traction at the London Clinic with a new video featuring Mr. John Sutcliffe, lead clinician. Nearly 100 scans performed show increased use for chronic low back pain evaluation. The video showcases real-world physician experience with Nocicin, offering additional insights to inform clinical decisions. Aclarion CEO Brent Ness notes the growing adoption at the London Clinic as a positive sign for Nocicin's potential in managing chronic low back pain.
Medivesco reports 37% year-over-year revenue growth at Epic Labor Inc. for Q1 2026. The staffing subsidiary generated $419,111 in revenue, a 37.2% increase from the same period in 2025, and 1.2% increase from the same period in 2025. And the creator that we and IT had, CEO Ryan Shadel, highlights the strong fundamentals of Epic Labor but emphasizes the need to reassess growth strategies in light of AI advancements. The company plans to conduct a strategic review to identify high-value opportunities for future growth.
Ladybug Resource Group, Inc. complete strategic acquisition. Ladybug Resource Group, Inc. has completed a strategic acquisition of the operations of Visionary AI Systems Group Limited Co., Guangzhou Jingdao Automotive Equipment Manufacturing Co. Limited. This move positions Ladybug as a key technology partner in the electric vehicle ecosystem, with Jingdao specializing in precision production lines and smart industrial equipment for global automotive brands.
Atlas Clear Holdings begins onboarding of third correspondent broker-dealer and executes clearing agreement with fourth correspondent broker-dealer through Wilson Davis. Atlas Clear Holdings has started onboarding a third correspondent dealer, broker-dealer, and signed a clearing agreement with a fourth correspondent broker-dealer through Wilson Davis. The operations team is expanding to support current activity and a growing pipeline. The clearing infrastructure is driving operating leverage with each new correspondent, showcasing the company's commitment to growth and efficiency.
BLAU Clouds, Inc. launches $1,000 The Alley.io Growth Challenge on April 6, 2026 at 8:00 a.m. EDT. Participants must create a public group and onboard 500 real members to win $1,000 via Apollo Cash. The contest aims to showcase The Alley.io as a community platform fostering direct engagement and audience relationships. For more details, visit thealley.io.
Celebrating 22 years of curated luxury writing instruments, Pen Boutique Limited proudly celebrates its 22nd anniversary, marking over two decades of excellence in luxury fountain pens and writing instruments. Since 2004, the company has been a trusted authority and premiered its first anniversary that steamed the 2 years. With a curated selection of renowned brands, Pen Boutique offers not just writing tools but pieces of art that enhance the writing experience. Learn more at penboutique.com.
EzzaLife Start Engine campaign closing April 6th. EzzaLife's equity crowdfunding campaign on Start Engine is set to close on April 6th, offering investors a chance to support the innovative button huggy device. With a 77% reduction in feeding tube dislodgement, $8,000 in pre-orders, and backing from top institutions, EzzaLife is poised for growth. Don't miss this opportunity to be part of a company focused on simplicity, safety, and reliability. Avolta publishes invitation to its annual general meeting 2026. Avolta has announced its annual general meeting 2026, scheduled for May 6, 2026, at Rheinpark in Basel, Switzerland. Shareholders can access the invitation, agenda, and chairman's letter on the company's website. For more information, contact Rebecca McClellan, Global Head of Investor Relations, or Kathy Jongens, Director of Corporate Communications.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Singulet Inc. for Q25. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Singulet Inc., positioning CTX1301 for a potential commercial ADH launch. The NDA is under FDA review with a focus on manufacturing rather than clinical performance. Recent financing and IP progress support the investment thesis with a pro forma cash balance of approximately $23 million. Regulatory timing may shift, but approval remains likely, driven by manufacturing validation.
A2Z Cust 2 Mat Solutions. A2Z secures $50 million smart cart deal with Carrefour Israel. A2Z Cust 2 Mat Solutions Corp. A2Z Cust 2 Mat Solutions Corp secures a $50 million deal with Carrefour Israel to deploy 4,000 smart carts across its store network. The 5-year strategic agreement includes hardware, software, infrastructure, and support with exclusive retail media and data monetization rights. The collaboration aims to drive revenue growth and enhance the in-store shopping experience with AI-powered technology.
Focus Universal Inc. announces $4 million private placement priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. Focus Universal Inc. announced a $4 million private placement priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. The offering includes the sale of common units and pre-funded and investor warrants at $3.58 per common unit. The transaction is expected to close on April 7, 2026, and the company plans to use the proceeds for general corporate purposes and working capital. Aegis Capital Corp. is the exclusive placement agent for the private placement.
Tech Media Breaks. A2Z Cust 2 Mate Solutions Corp. secures a $50 million smart cart deal with Carrefour Israel. The 5-year agreement includes deploying 4,000 smart carts across Carrefour's store network, along with collaboration in data, retail media, and digital services. The rollout starts in the third quarter of 2026, providing hardware, software, infrastructure, and support. A2Z gains exclusive retail media and data monetization rights, positioning them for recurring revenue in the growing retail media and data markets.
2 decades of community-focused HVAC service. Celebrating 20 years of service, Pearl's Quality Cooling and Heating remains committed to community values. From a one-man operation to a regional leader, the company's integrity and experience shine through. With a focus on quality and customer care, they continue to prioritize service over growth. Learn more about their legacy at carlscoolinglol.com.
Bavaria meets America. Dinsler Coffee now exclusively at one-stop German shop. Bavarian coffee brand Dinsler makes its U.S. debut exclusively at one-stop German shop. 7 varieties, including premium coffee and classic, now available online. Founder Thomas Hessler excited for American customers to experience Dinsler's high-quality, fair-trade coffee. Dinsler, known for hand-roasted specialties, partners with One-Stop German Shop for distribution in the U.S. Learn more at onstopgermanshop.com.
Strategic acquisition expands change management reach. Peacock Hill Consulting completed its acquisition of IMA Worldwide, solidifying their position as leaders in change management. The merger combines Peacock Hill's consulting expertise with IMA's proven AI methodology, offering clients comprehensive solutions for navigating transformation. This strategic move reflects the increasing demand for effective change management in a rapidly evolving business landscape.
Comprehensive Retirement Planning Services now expanding. Comprehensive Retirement Planning Services now expanding. Brightbridge Insurance, a Florida-based financial services agency, is broadening its range of services to address the rising demand for life insurance, annuities, Medicare solutions, and retirement planning throughout the state. Under Eric Sainen's leadership, the agency is dedicated to delivering meaningful financial protection to individuals, families, and business owners navigating an increasingly complex financial environment. Snook and Atterton HVH has opened a new facility in Lubbock, Texas, expanding its product lineup to include Cooper and Hunter equipment. The relocation provides more warehouse space, improved logistics, and faster customer service for HVH contractors. With over 280 product lines and 600,000 parts in stock, the company now offers 2-day shipping nationwide. President Zach Maldonado emphasizes their commitment to fast, reliable service for contractors.
I'm sorry, Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.